It's Five Live Breakfast. It's coming up to 17 minutes past six. A report from the Stroke Association suggests that survivors are leaving hospital depressed, stressed and unable to cope emotionally with the disabilities they develop as a result of the stroke. Joe Corner is from the charity Morning.
Good morning.
Why in particular is this an issue for stroke patients?
Well, stroke is a very sudden and traumatic experience and obviously very life-threatening. A lot of people actually sadly don't survive their stroke. So that's one thing. The other thing is that it causes brain damage, and it's a bit like sort of putting a mixer into your brain and stirring it up. So that's another issue. And then the third issue is that people often come out of hospital with a profoundly different life, particularly if they're disabled, and that changes their lives and their prospects, but also the lives and the prospects of their families as well. So it's an enormous issue. It's like an emotional shockwave that may not hit immediately, but does hit and can have terrible consequences, really, for that person's recovery.
Yeah, and an individual's recovery can vary greatly, can't it?
It certainly can, and a lot of the recovery once people are at home is about their own motivation to do the physiotherapy, the speech and language therapy, to really have a determination to regain as much independence as possible. And if you're going through emotional turmoil, that's very, very difficult.
So the NHS says stroke survivors are or should be psychologically assessed by a healthcare team member within the first month of their stroke. Is that not happening? Is that what you're saying?
It's not happening a lot. I mean, there are some places around the country which have really great services where there is psychological support in the hospital and beyond it. But unfortunately, that isn't the case for the majority of people. And so what's been identified in lots of different audits and amongst stroke clinicians is that this is an area that really urgently needs improvement. We've seen fantastic improvement in the emergency services for stroke, the hospital services, and we've seen mortality rates from stroke go down. We've now got to get this bit of the jigsaw right, because this is about the long-term well-being, not just of the stroke survivors, and there are over a million of those in this country, but also their families. It's millions of people whose lives are being adversely affected, and getting that psychological support and then the emotional support that organisations like ourselves, the Stroke Association, can provide, that really is the key to helping people to make the full recovery that they can make.
Joe Corner, thank you very much, from the Stroke Association. So I mentioned the NHS does say that you receive a psychological assessment from a member of a healthcare team within the first month after a stroke. They also say there should be a regular review of any problems of depression and anxiety and psychological and emotional symptoms generally. If symptoms are severe or last a long time, GPs can refer people for expert healthcare from a psychiatrist or clinical psychologist.